EU considers banning repairing cars over 15 years old. I mentioned this at the close of the program the other day, but this truly is where it is headed. This is an article from Wine Press. The proposal is an amendment to the European Commission's pre-existing, listen to what they call it, circularity requirements. Circularity requirements. I guess recycle is kind of passed out of use now that you got the wind turbines that are not recyclable for the windmills. And the solar panels and all these other issues, you know, there used to be all this reduce, reuse, recycle. That doesn't work anymore. That's kind of become a mockery. So now that we got circularity requirements for vehicle design and on the management of end-of-life vehicles, this aims to renew the car fleet. See, that's they're not banning anything. They're renewing it. They're renewing it. Yeah, right. To encourage Europeans to buy new, environmentally friendly vehicles. This is beyond the despicable practice of planned obsolescence where the manufacturers would design something to break after a short period of time. This is planned immobilization. Planned immobilization by the government. They don't want people to have cars of any type. By the way, you notice that this doesn't say anything about electric cars. Of course, they don't really have to do that. By the time your batteries are 15 years old, they're already gone long dead. and if you try to replace those batteries, it's going to cost more than your car's worth. So they don't have to do it for electric cars. It's already implied your planned obsolescence. Based on the concept of a residual vehicle, a category for vehicles that are over 15 years old. Well, all of my vehicles are approaching a residual vehicle status. And so it would affect any repairs to the engine, to the gearbox, to the brakes, to steering, to chassis, to bodywork. They include tires, too. I mean, you know, your brakes are consumable just like your tires are. If this regulation is approved, the repair or the replacement of any of these components, engine, gearbox, brakes, steering, chassis, bodywork, anything in the car, bodywork even. Any of these components in a vehicle older than 15 years would be prohibited. Well, they haven't been able to stop drugs by prohibiting them, have they? Any vehicle designed for waste without polluting the environment and using part of its components is considered to be residual. A way to promote the so-called circular economy. Well, like I said, reduce, reuse, recycle doesn't matter to these people anymore. And when they talk about circular economy, what they're talking about is a circular logic of this environmentalism. The reality is that many Europeans choose to extend the useful life of their vehicle mostly due to a lack of money to buy a new car. And I've mentioned this in the past. I remember the 1970s when it was typical for the cars not to last that long, right? People would change cars. They could afford to change cars every 3 years or whatever. So they were constantly doing interesting things with the styling. Sometimes it worked. Sometimes it didn't. But, you know, the fins grew, the fins shrunk, the chrome appeared, disappeared, things like that, you know, get people to trade. But it also was falling apart on you. And so Volvo ran ads. I remember it in the 1970s. Because I was definitely in the car market then, and they were running ads. Our Volvos, the average life of a car in Sweden where we make the Volvos is 11 years. But I believed at the time that was due to socialism, not to manufacturing. Anyway, that's mostly due to the lack of money to buy a new car. That's true. I think that was the case in Sweden back in the 1970s for Volvo as well. In Portugal, one in four vehicles is over 20 years old. And the average age of registered cars is over 13. It's a trend that extends to the EU's economic powers. For example, in Germany, the average age is already 10 years old. And so, needless to say, this would hit her third-party auto mechanics very hard, prohibit you being able to do repair. Every day, every week, right, we get something else that takes us closer to Terry Gilliam's dystopian future of 1984, where you had Robert De Niro, the terrorist. Terrorist, why? Because he would go around and fix people's air conditioning units without government approval. And so we're going to have people who are going to become auto terrorists, not an auto mechanic, not an auto repair person, but an auto terrorist who goes around and fixes people's cars in violation of government prohibitions. Oh, I'm sorry, that's too old. Oh, no, that's an original part. We could make them look like they're old parts. Yeah, they could have new parts that look like old parts. I mean, they did that with Star Wars, right? They had, the things were dented and scratched and all that other kind of stuff to make them look realistic, like they've been around for a while. So you just make a new part, and then you just like they do with the jeans. They rip up the jeans, make them look like they're rags. Well, that's the way your car parts are going to look, but they'll be functional and they'll be brand new, and they'll be very expensive, like those jeans that have holes ripped in them all the time. So anyway, they're going to try to put auto mechanics out of business, of course. They don't want anybody with self-reliance. Again, we go back to the Amish, right? We want to have a community where people can repair and replace this stuff. You know, quite frankly, if we get to this point where we start having people be able to repair their cars, and we've seen bits of this with John Deere, for example, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. I'm talking about this for a decade with Eric Peters, and now it's just come back in with a new court case. But they said, no, you're not going to be able to make it highly computerized, and you can't replace any of these parts because we own these parts. Even though you bought it and you own it outright, you're not going to be able to replace any of these electronic modules that are in here. Even if you buy it from us, we're not going to let you install it. It's got to be installed by a John Deere person. You cannot fix this thing. And so they've been going down this path for quite some time. Point of the law, the magazine says, is to become the first territory and bloc in the world, that is the European Union, to cut transportation emissions down to 55% by 2030, only 6 years away. So let's just get rid of all the cars. What the real goal is to send Europe back into the dark ages. That's the real goal of all of this stuff. Maryland has proposed raising registration fees for pickup trucks. Now, this does have implications for the EVs as well, which they don't mention in this article. Maryland is now considering raising vehicle registration fees for trucks. By the way, all politics is local, right? Is this happening here? No, it's happening in Maryland. Why is it happening in Maryland? Because maybe they got too focused on the presidential election. They didn't pay attention to who's going to be running the local state government, right? You better focus on your state government. They can make things better or they can make things even worse. This is even worse than Biden. And it's coming to them because they didn't focus on their state elections in Maryland. This one is called the Pedestrian Fatality Prevention Act of 2024. So in other words, if you don't support these higher fees, you want pedestrians to die. They get to set the terms of all this stuff. So they're going to go up on the registration fees for pickups. But it's not just pickups. It's going to be the different fees are going to be set up based on weight. Based on weight. So $50 for vehicles up to 3,500 pounds. $101 for those between 3,500 and 3,700 pounds. $153 for vehicles between 3,700 and 5,000 pounds, and $229.50 for vehicles over 5,000 pounds. EVs hit the hardest because they're the heaviest of all these things. They're way heavier than all the other cars. So, they think they're going to be going after pickup trucks, but by putting this in by weight, this is going to be, if you're a heavier vehicle, you're more likely to kill somebody. Super Faye, good to see you there. Thank you very much for that tip. That is very kind. She says, that law would literally destroy my business. I make a living by keeping old Toyotas, 80s and 90s, mostly on the road. Yeah, well, that's the purpose. We don't want the old cars on the road, and we don't want auto mechanics either. Because everybody needs to take whatever the new thing is and go into debt because you're not supposed to own anything. Yeah, that's the key thing, right? You know, this. Don't laugh at it. This car is paid for. That's the license plate. Well, I guess we should get another license plate. Don't ban it. This car is paid for.
David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.